Let everything that we have worship you. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in the service already. Thank you for what you will do. We appreciate you, Lord, our God. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Praise the Lord. I want to thank the worship team very specially. And on behalf of the Deputy General Overseer of New Covenant Church, I want to appreciate the worship team, ushering, technical, and all workers for coming yesterday for the ordination ceremony. The church appreciates you. Thank you so very much. And on behalf of my family, I want to appreciate every member that has come, that came yesterday, and all of you well-wishers, and I believe so very strongly that the church is marching on. It's obvious that as a church, we are giving women ministry more attention. I guess there were over 20 women that were ordained yesterday. There should be over 20 at different places in the country. There were over 20 that were ordained yesterday as reverend. So thank God that the women ministry, they are having more definition in the church. Women, you are anointed, okay? You have what it takes. And that's the truth. God is the God of everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This morning, we're going to be concluding what we began. Our topic, trust in God. You know, think about it. Anybody in life, your spouse, your friend, anybody, if you tell somebody you will do something and they said, and they're doubting you, how do you feel? You feel maybe they don't know you. And they keep doubting you, you can get to a stage in which you ask yourself a question. What have I done to deserve this doubt? Maybe I've not been focused. You will start looking at yourself. After you finish looking at yourself and you find out that there is nothing, you will ask yourself a question. Why will he be doubting me? Did he hear something? Or that I did not even know about? So that is the issue. If we are doubting God, imagine the way God will feel. And you know why? Everything that is us as in flesh was designed to doubt God. In fact, to go in the opposite direction. Number two, the devil exists for us to doubt God. That's one of the major assignments. Because once you don't trust God, you know what happened? He can have access. He knows that if you don't trust God, what are you going to do? What is it? So he knows that. So it, your defense is God. Now if you now say something is wrong with your defense, he can have an inroad. So that is his job. For us not to trust God. Did God say? In the Garden of Eden, did God say? Yeah, he will bring reason. Even in book of Matthew chapter 4, he came to Jesus. Can you imagine if you are the Son of God? How do you ask that question? It is doubt. You have to sow doubt. In fact, some people are not even sure if they are born again or not again. Can you imagine coming and asking Jesus if you are the Son of God? I'm not sure that identity. If you don't do what, if you are the Son of God, can you imagine? Who does that? Asking Jesus if you are the Son of God. So command this stone to be made bread. Can you imagine? So the job of the enemy is for you to doubt God. Forever. Everything he wants to do, every challenge he's bringing your way, you must doubt God. So when you are doubting God, you are thinking about God the way God is not. So when you doubt God, everything that God has as capacity that can affect you positively may not be accessible to you. So trust, even though it's an English word, is a very, very powerful word. Trust. Imagine if you tell your son or your daughter something and say, "Daddy, you can't do it." And you will really, really be offended. So that's why in Proverbs 3:5-6 that we had read, said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." It is it's about the heart and the mind. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding mind. Your mind. So it's about the heart and the mind. And don't forget that the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. For out of it are the issues of life. Romans 10, chapter 9, says, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness. So once doubt can get to your heart, it affects your belief in God. Once doubt can get to your heart, it affects your capacity to handle the issues of life. I mean, just imagine God coming to man in the cool of the day in the book of Genesis, coming live, and the devil had the effrontery to come. Let me tell you something. The devil never believes you cannot win. He never believes it. Don't be thinking the devil is thinking he won't win. In fact, he believes he will win. So don't be thinking, maybe, no, he's not playing games with us not to win. No, he's playing a game to win. And he believes he's going to win. Because he wins a lot. So he has that belief. He said, did God say, the woman, he said, if you eat, you will be like God. You will do this. And she ate, they ate. What happened to them? The same, he returned back to Jesus. You know, Jesus is the second Adam. If he can defeat the first one, he returned back to come and defeat the second one. Trust is a thing of the heart. So we cannot afford not to trust God. Let me read the scripture to you. I'll read the Amplified Version. Exodus chapter 34 from verse 7. Now, then the Lord descended in a cloud and stood there with Moses as he proclaimed the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God. Now, compassionate and gracious. God, that's God. Proclaiming. The Lord is what? The Lord is what? And gracious. Now, slow to anger. Don't let the enemy be talking to you that God is angry with you. It's ridiculous. The love of God for us cannot be explained. You can't even explain it as a mortal. Except it is revealed to you. How do you explain it? Abounding in loving kindness and truth. You know what it means to abound in loving kindness? You abound. It's something that is like ever increasing. And these are things that the devil wants you to think that's not available for you. Keeping mercy and loving kindness for thousands, forgiving iniquity. Who says God does not forgive? Because of what I did. Because of what somebody did. He said, forgive iniquity. Do you know what? Sometimes, let me tell you something. The sin that you hold against yourself is standing against you. Because God has forgiven you, you may not forgive yourself. Some people can still be thinking, it's something I did like 15 years ago that is coming back. God says he has forgiven you. Now, if you are thinking like that, maybe you are thinking of consequences. There is, you can still handle that with God. God, why am I thinking this way? God, why am I feeling this way? Now, and transgressions and sin. But you will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. That is God. Now, when he said guilty unpunished, don't forget we are reading the Old Testament. And when he talks guilty unpunished, in the end of the age, it's going to happen. Forget it. Every man will have a reward of what you have done in the flesh. Do you know that here we are on a journey, actually? Then you know, sometimes it seems as if we will live forever. In our mind, yes or no? And that's the way God has created us, because we have to have faith to live. You know, I used to think about it. 10 years ago, looked like yesterday. Just 10 years ago, down the line. 10 years. Okay, think backward. Just 10 years. Looked like a decade ago. Looks like, what was my age 10 years ago? What were you doing 10 years ago? Do you know what happened? 10 years in front, you'll be looking like yesterday. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, look. It is a thing of the heart, trust. You know, we sing the song, Lord, I give you my heart. It's a thing of the heart. That is why he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. When you give your heart to God, you have to trust him. But because we have trusted God, does not mean there are no challenges in life. There are challenges, and there will be challenges. This place is not heaven. It is called earth. There is wickedness here. The enemy resides there. They call him the prince or power of the air. And we are his archenemy, actually, humanity. We are the one. We are his archenemy. And that is why when you are conscious of, when you understand what it means. Now, you know, most of the time, let me be honest with you, human beings are really not the enemy. There is a spirit behind the behavior. So, he wants us all to be fighting each other, to be messing each other, to be destroying each other. So, now, it's getting to a stage in which the enemy does not have to do too much. He has set us against each other. How will somebody just wake up one day and decide they want to conquer another country? A man called Putin. I mean, think about it. And the man has been killing like as if he were a demon. This is demon personified. And we're still calling him Putin. And you are bombing civilians, you are bombing everything. This is a demon personified. There is wickedness here. Let me be honest with you. And that is why, as a child of God, what do? You must believe God. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20:20, only believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be what? Believe is proper, you proper. God will send people to you on earth. Believe. The enemy will use people, human being. God will use human being. But when you understand the spirit behind the behavior of men, now you are spiritual. That's the meaning. You have control. Some people, you can fight them, the kingdom come. Spirit, they don't repent. You go and deal with the spirit. Where do you deal with the spirit? In the place of prayer and fasting. You must master the art of fasting and prayer. Or else, you will be fighting men. And you can't finish fighting. As you start one, another one is rising. As you start one, another one is rising. You'll be asking yourself a question. Why is it that your cousin has a problem?
Your sister has a problem. Your sister-in-law has a problem. Brother-in-law has an issue. Everybody has an issue. So what happened? Even some people, their wife has issue, husband have issue. If wife and husband have issue, what is left? You know what happened? Some of those things, their children, they have issue. Because you don't understand what is behind it. The enemy can use anybody to frustrate you. And when you get frustrated, what happens to you? It takes off everything about your creativity and everything. Everything that, what did he say this morning? Entrepreneur of creativity. Everything is taken away. Praise the Lord. And what happened? Lack of trust in God. Where is your heart? That's the issue. You cannot handle the enemy on your own. It's not possible. Who are you? He had the audacity to go to Jesus. So, what about you? What about me? He had the audacity. So, everybody you are complaining about, it is not them. It is the spirit behind that activity. If you don't deal with that spirit, it never ends. But if you can pray, you can do what? You can be in control. That's why the Bible says men always ought to do what? Ought to pray and not to give up. One translation says give up on anybody. Even a pastor that cannot pray. He will have problem in church. The devil will use people. Women that cannot pray, they can have problem in marriage. Men that cannot pray, they can have problem. Men that cannot pray, they can have problem in business. All their staff, they are stealing something, they are taking something, they are doing something, they are doing something. It is Kone today, it is Lagbaya tomorrow, it is Lakashi the day after tomorrow. He said, only you. Pray. There's a spirit behind them. It's to frustrate you. And when you are frustrated, can you be, you know what happened? Can you be a good Christian? You know, when you are frustrated, you'll be doing what? You'll be misbehaving. When you misbehave to a state, you'll be asking yourself a question, am I born again? That is the enemy. You know what happened? It's coming, it's almost conquering you. Immediately, somebody frustrates you, you misbehave. Another person frustrates you, you misbehave. The next time, when you want to pray, you'll be asking yourself a question, can God hear this prayer yourself? Can God answer this? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know what happened? This is not a place for us to play. We have not come to play here. So, God gave a scripture, and I want to read it to you, and I want us to look at it today. Now, Isaiah 43 from verse 1 to 3. But now, God said the Lord who created you. Oh, Bola Dale, you can put your name there. You can put anything there. Put your name there. Oh, Folashire, Deola, Ode, Dominican, Dotun, Lagbaja, anything. Put your name there. Who created you? Oh, Robinson. Oh, James. Oh, Ezekiel. Oh, Jeremiah. Ah, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah. Ah, I know Jeremiah is in the Bible. Oh, so, should be the ambassador. There was a time they lowered him in the well. Jeremiah, and do you know what happened? He was speaking for God. You won't believe it. Jeremiah. Jeremiah suffered. In fact, he was with me, prophet. Also, anything. No, and you have to go and prophesy to a people. God said they will spend 70 years there. Now, they are going. God said, you will tell them that God told you they will spend 70 years. And fake prophets come and say, no, you will spend 2 years. Who will they believe? You will believe 70 or 2, and they will spend 70. So only 70, and one man. Let me tell you something. So ministry attracts stone. You won't believe it. And you must still do what God said you should do. So don't ever think all ministries are like, no. We are called to do different things. Though. You know, some of you want to be cutting and pasting. You can't cut and paste. That's why your fingerprint is different. Your hands is different. We are different with each other. Even though it's a collective call, but your call is different from my own call. Please, in Jesus' name, you will fulfill your mission. Say amen. I want all the people that God sent you to, They are different from my people. Anytime you find yourself ahead as a leader anywhere, everybody behind you, God send you to them. I can assure you, if you like, don't convert them. If you like, don't pray for them. They will trouble you. They will become, Kunle Abi, Ibi Kunle said it. He said they will become, if you don't share, they will become your enemy. You have worker, you have a business, and you have staff. You didn't start every morning by prayer, collective prayer. And you didn't start every morning, and you are not preaching to them. They will preach to you. When we started our business, waiting, me, I've taken my son to school. I'm there around 7. I listen to 2 messages before they come. I fired up, fire. So when they come, it's morning prayer. After the morning prayer, I will practice my preaching. All shot. Boom, boom, continue. If I can't say, Bible in the name of Jukoya, can't imagine. This is the theory. This is the something. This is every something. I told them something. We did not be thinking. I'm fire. Fire brand new. You don't help yourself. I remember when I was driving cab in Lagos. Maybe I told you this story before. One night like that, I carry one girl. I've been working this morning. All the money I've made. Me. We will die together that night. Most of you collect my money, we will die. And I will resurrect. I know that one. I know I will resurrect. So I carried her. And I my brain, the spirit, I suspect that this is some of those projects that will say, you carry me since money. You won't collect my money. Immediately I carried her. I said, I've carried somebody. I've carried somebody. It was like 8 or 9 p.m. I said, what strategy will I use? Okay, we engage her in the conversation. She has entered my car, my 404. And she has locked the door. And it dropped. It dropped. So I said, how are you? I said, fine. I said, okay. She said, I'm a student. I'm a student. I said, where are you schooling? She said, College of Education, Oyo. I said, no problem. I said, do you know Ibadan? She said, I've never been there. No, because you are full, Oyo. I said, if you are in the College of Education, Oyo, and you don't know Ibadan, so that means there's a ladder from Lagos to Oyo. I know that I don't enter one chance. I said, no problem. And I started message. I said, look at me. Say, yeah. Say, there are some people in this life. I said, there are some people, they have angel guiding them. If somebody hold them like this, angel will come and kill them. He should be like this. I said, if you touch them, you know, it's angels. You won't see them. You won't see the angels. In fact, they're inside this car. Touch them. You know what happened? She dropped somewhere. She gave me half the money. She ran away. At least, I didn't collect my full money. But at least, so what I'm saying is the fact that it is about first attack. If you are a defender, you are defending throughout your lifetime, and they're attacking you. Even in soccer match, you must score and you must defend. If you play defensive forever, they will score. You can't be playing defensive forever. You have a business. You get to your place in the morning, it is not morning devotion. You are not preaching to them. You are not doing anything. The devil will use them. You will pick one. Hello? Hello? I said, praise the Lord. Let me ask you a question. As a business owner, will you not be spiritual? Don't be spiritual. Verse 2. When you pass through the water, it didn't say if. I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. When? It is not if. It is when. So, please, please, and please, don't tell me that you are passing through water or whatever you've been told. And you can ask me a question. So, can God not prevent me from passing through water? What about if your destiny is on the other side of the water? That is the reason why it is when. What you are looking for, if on the other side, what are you going to do? Do you not remember that Jericho was the other side of Jordan? right? In life, there are some waters that you have to pass through. You can't tell yourself that you're going to be stagnant here. Challenges are in front. You won't pass through. You know what happened? How do you attain your destiny? The children of Israel must pass through the Red Sea for them to continue their journey. Some people are stuck in front of the Red Sea of their life. They won't enter the water. We are looking for easy way out. The water is in front. You know what God did for the children of Israel? God was strategic with them. Pharaoh was advancing behind them, and the water was in front. You know what happened? If Pharaoh was not behind Israel, nobody would tell them to enter the sea. There's nobody. It's only Pharaoh that can push them inside. Sometimes some of the people behind your enemy, they must push you. You think God cannot deal with Pharaoh before then? No. And the Bible records that they were baptized unto Moses. It is the only time that God did a national baptism. It was a national baptism. A whole nation was baptized same day. What are you talking about? Can you tell me that you want to pray that away in your life? That is why the Bible says, trust in Lord with all your heart. You may not understand what God is doing with your life. Trust Him. Oh, well, everybody has bought a house. Everybody has bought a car. Are you everybody? You are not everybody, man. Amen. Do you know what happened to me? All my friends, then when I was looking for US visa, all of them was like, God did not just like me. Everybody traveled for the asking, for the asking, for the asking. They'll be talking to me. They'll be telling me how America is. I will go and kill United in those days. They will make phone call. They will be talking to me. They'll be telling me. Now, some of them said a few things to me, you know. I said, God, so me, what is Edo? Kill SME. Ask me. You MSME? Muna the pastor of Nigeria. He said, Jeremiah, when you are in your mother's womb, I have ordained you. So the door was closed to me. Many years after, Reverend Abi was here. He knows the account. I made up my mind. I said, we'll go to Canada, myself and my wife. We go. So we started the thing. One immigration lawyer. You know, there are some people that, be careful, the way you do business with. He collected money for $4,000. And everything started to do the thing for you. And you know what happened? His business, they said the business collapsed. Because he met me. I didn't help him. He wanted to help me to get out of Nigeria. His business collapsed. And they said the man, anything, the thing will work. On my head. The thing did not work. I pity him, honestly speaking. I don't know. It was like Jonah inside the thing. See my life outside. See my life. You know, can't see my life outside. My life is outside though. So I won't listen. Eventually, when I got the visa, I got to US. And I looked at everybody. I said, so what is this for? Me in Nigeria. Sea level. I was thoroughly disappointed. I was seriously disappointed. And so when I started talking, they give me a seminar. I said, is it not Nigeria you come from? I said, which Nigeria? Me. I'm a special Nigerian. Seminar, what are you talking about? Me, special Nigerian. So what I'm saying is the fact that, let me be honest with you. We are not running the same race. Please don't run your race. Your race is customized for you. So don't tell me that in life, trust God. I'm passing, it is water. You won't pass through water. How will you get to the other side? Hello? 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 Don't mind them. Don't let them be tricking you. You must pass through water. He didn't say if, he said when. Because your miracle is on the other side of the Jordan. Elijah and Elisha. Elisha was, I've been told, they took me through GPS. When the vehicle, when the host of heaven will be coming, is that particular location. That is where they must take Elisha. You know what happened? Hey, Let me tell you something. What is your Google map? God has Google map and GPS. He has location. Specific. Ah. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. Okay. No, yeah. Egbeni. What? But life forever. Please, you have no right to envy nobody. As a child of God. There are who? What are you? What do you have? M-U-T-A-D. What do you have? I can't see it. You don't know what I carry. Mm-hmm. I thank God for your life, shall I? Honestly, I thank God for your life. And you know what? I will rejoice with you. Let me tell you something. Yeah, if you buy private, I will enter. And I will enjoy entering it. But maybe I don't want. Before, I don't know what I don't want. Now I know what I don't want. Hello. Yes. Stop cutting and pasting other people's life. That is it. You are losing focus. Your vision is getting blurred. Your vision will be blurred. Then you won't see again. Because your own vision, you have left your own. You are following somebody else. Some people are praying to become like somebody. Me, like, yeah, customized. To become like, who are you? When the Bible says, I'm fearfully at what? Can you imagine if you don't trust God to believe that word for your life? You say somebody is better than you. Yeah, they have something. I'm not doubting it, but better. Ah, you know. Good morning, everybody. I say good morning, everybody. Share one bed. Are you seated? Excellent. So, roadblock. So, I have to sit down and understand myself. Yeah, roadblock. You know, there was a project that we started, you know, and we calculated, myself and my wife. I do my calculation. My father, my yes, if X is called, David Deokako, also calculation your Tuesday. Now, if so, I said, okay, what we are going to do is we have to build some unit of flats so that when we get the rent, we'll be paying our children's school fees. Our clinic business, yeah, I've started. Some people, the pastors have gone there to pray to. Oh, Lano Street. No, it caught fire. You know, sometimes you catch fire. In fact, somebody said, and we go to, I said, I'm not going to court. I know that I'm not doing the right thing. I left the thing. Because we have to pay school fees so that we have calculated. I didn't out of school now. We wanted to go to Canada so that we'll be paying half fee. Half. Ah, may God help my thinking. In those days, we pay half fees. Have we not paid full fees? Are they not finished? Trust in God. Trust in God. Are they not finished now? Pass through the waters. Joshua chapter 3 from verse 14. I want to tell you the process of passing through your waters in life. You will. It is not the if you, it is when. If you don't pass through your waters, your destiny may be on the other side. And you know what happened? Because you got to the other side doesn't mean you will not fight there. If they got to the other side, they didn't have to do what? Jericho was straightly shot. Christe Mati, why sinning? Oh, Angeli re. Egbisoke, ya. Ya, 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 ya. Ma, sho. Oh, ya, ile. What is that? Bushe wanye. Bushe lonye, man. She won't die in sin. Any dancing, pushing lonely, yeah. Waiting. Look at it from verse 14. So it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. Verse 15. And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan and the feet of the priest who bore the ark dipped the edge of the water. For Jordan overflowed on his bank during the whole time of fire. It doesn't matter the flow. It matters what you carry. Doesn't matter the size of the challenge. It matters who you carry. or the authority you are standing on.
Look at verse 16.
Ah! God Almighty! Listen to me. Do you know that this story is telling you how you will overcome your Jordan of life? It's not a story. So that is why if the revelation is not there, you only be reading as a story. When you pass through the water, that is the water. That is how you will pass through the water. The priest carry the ark. Who do you carry? What do you carry? That the waters which came down from the upstream stood still. Abba. Arose up in a heap very far away at Adam. The sea that is beside Zarethan. So the water that went down into the sea to the Arabah, the salt sea, failed. And they were cut off. And who is it to command? Who is it to speak when Jehovah has not commanded? What are they talking? What are they saying about you? When Jehovah has not commanded. Who is it that you are afraid of when you are a child of God? Waters of life, you must, or else you're going to be stagnant. You're going to be marking time. You're not going to be walking in faith. You're going to be walking by sight. You're going to be doing only what you can do. And we are talking about people of destiny here. That's the example for us. The Bible says all things that were written for example, so that we through the comfort of scriptures we have hope. This is not story. No way. We are talking about the book of life. This is how to pass through your Jordan. The Lord will send his servant to you. That is it. That is the reason why all those visa must cut fire. They caught fire. So, you know what God did for me? Until I outgrew everything. So, he opened the door. So, when I got there, I found out that I've passed this level. So, I grew everything. He now opened the door. Look, I don't care what you want to do to me. Me and you. No way. Do your thing now. I know how to do my thing. And guess what? Oh, never in your life wish anybody bad. You have become a messenger of the devil. What's your employer? You are wishing people by evil. I know the devil has employed you. You know what happened? Your heart is not pure again. And the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. Your heart again. They shall do what? They shall see God. That is why trust in Lord with all your heart. When your heart is not pure, you can't see God. Don't wish people evil. Even when they have not done the right thing as per your own standard, maybe God has sent them to you. Joseph said, you don't worry. God used you to send me here for it. So don't bother. If you take your life in your hand, you will make mistake. Error 202. Hello? No, are you saying hello? Are you in church? Inside church, excellent. You can't take your. What do you know? You want to defend yourself at what? That is why I'm not telling you. So when you God is going to be defending you, God made man of prayer. So don't tell me. Don't think that you will just be doing nothing. They will undo you. You are doing nothing. You are waking up and sleeping. Even we are illegal. Men is called what? It's called illegal men. You know, last night, because of my wife's ordination, we couldn't. I just used coffee to come. So when I was feeling sleepy, I helped myself. When we got home, I slept around maybe 8 something. Before I knew it, I woke up around 12. And as I woke up by 12, I only slept for 30 minutes around 5. And we 6 o'clock, we must get ready for church. Around 5. Don't pity me. I have a job to do. Don't bother. Don't pity me. I have work. What did I say? I have work to do. If God is not talking and you are talking, you will be saying nonsense.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, look at it. And the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Then the priest who brought the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people are crossed completely over Jordan. That is the job of the man of God. Everybody crossed. They stayed there for people to cross. It doesn't matter if they know or not what is happening. But you just must be doing that. Miracle must just be happening to them. Blessing must just be happening to them. They must just be having breakthrough. That is what it is. If you pass through the waters. But let me tell you something. Please, in God, you have to develop your capacity. You must be a man of prayer. You have to be a woman of prayer. Not only prayer, you must master the art of fasting. No, we are just saying people should fast once a week, and maybe they are not fasting. Once a week. And you're not coming for prayers. And when you pass through the waters, it is when, it is not if. Imagine if you are prepared. That's what the Bible said, that trust in the Lord shall be what? Shall be as Mount Zion. We cannot be what? But abide what? Forever. The Lord be with you. I said, the Lord be with you. You will prosper. You will increase. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. He even talked about fire. So in life, there's also fire. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There is water, there is fire. Fire, 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 fire. Can you imagine water? Water can over this. You cannot. This is life. This is not child's play. When God will help you, do you know what? All the problems that you can have next time, you can be praying about it now. Now you are not only praying. You know, there's a level of prayer, there is a level of speaking, the level of prophecy. It is the Holy Spirit that takes you from level to level. When my wife was ordained as reverend yesterday, when we got to, I was thinking, yeah, how do I ask reverend for food? I was thinking, say, reverend, food, reverend. I said, I must not talk anyhow now. So you're already a reverend now. I must be careful to talk to reverend. Reverend, ma, can I have my lunch? How will I say? Reverend Shirley. I will say it reverentially. So that it will not touch anoint. I'll be careful with that. Now, my brother, my sister, what I'm saying is this. Let me tell you something. There's no alternative to God. And I can assure you, in your life, God is at work. It's only because you can't see it, but it doesn't matter if you can't see it. Do you trust Him? You know what happened? You are coming out on the other end. Let me tell you something. When Jesus was tempted, they didn't send him and somebody to come and help him. No. When Joseph was in Egypt, it wasn't that somebody came and said, Joseph, I am the Lord. I changed it now. I brought you here tomorrow. They are from the Lord. God does not have business doing that. He's strengthening you. And come to church and hear the word of life. And be as Mount Zion. They that trust in us shall be what? As what? Mount Zion. They cannot be what? And they said they abided forever. When you are long gone, they will be talking about you. That's the meaning. Are there not men of God we talk about today? Hey, Ale, Catherine Krumah. I can mention them on and on. What did they do for their generation? The Lord be with you. Ah, I say you will prosper. Everything you lay your hands on, you will prosper. You will not fail. You will not falter. I speak to you that you will trust God. I'm telling you with all your heart, the enemy will not have a place in your life. It will not have a place in your life. You will never use everything that God has given you to serve the devil. Please don't use it. It doesn't make sense. Your mouth. See your mouth. Can you imagine? If you are using, you are saying some words with your mouth, you are a servant of the devil. Then God must purify your mouth.
Isaiah chapter 6. The Bible says in the year that King Uzziah saw the Lord. You know the first thing they did for Isaiah? They had to take, even the angel that picked the thing, they couldn't pick it with hand. It's going to be defiled.
They have to give him a tongue in the in heaven to pick it, and he came to earth to come and touch the mouth of the man of God.
When your mouth is not touched, you are not safe.
Some people have diarrhea of words.
You are circumspect. You don't talk anyhow.
And when you talk anyhow, you repent.
Because, careful, people are not the same. Oh, be careful. Don't talk anyhow.
Shall we rise this morning?
And we worship the Lord for he worthy.
Pastor Nitin, where are you?
And we lift up my soul for King of the flock, the Lord is mighty. The Lord can quench evil flame.
Let's start again.
I worship the Lord for he is holy. I will lift up my soul, the Prince of Peace is his name. King of the flock,
the Lord is mighty.
Standing problem, I don't care how long. Find time to see me. Not this morning at this service, long standing problem, I don't care how long ago. Please find time to see me. Now, if you have some immediate issue that must be settled this now, as in now, please, Brother Eko, go upstairs. Please, meet with him immediately after the service. Let's pray. Lord God of heaven, how excellent your name is in all the earth. Father, Lord, my God, the whole earth is full of your glory. I pray this morning, let us see your glory in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, and people that join us online, they will be recipient of your glory. You will show yourself to them wonderful, marvelous, excellent, helper of their destinies. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. You will not lack. I say you will not lack. You will not lack any good thing of life. God of heaven will be your present help in your time of need. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that I've said they will be the enemy of your destiny, the Lord will deal with them for you. You don't have to take laws into your hand. God knows how to deal with people. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. We give glory to you. We honor you. Say, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord.